Are you the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib?
Assalamu alaykum. Yes, I am the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
You're the son of a person who is a Muslim.
And he continued his foul utterances till he got tired of it. Imam Hassan alayhi salam remained silent. At last, the man felt ashamed.
You look like you're a traveler. Are you from Syria?
Yes, I am. Do you need anything from me?
If you need any shelter or food, I shall provide it. If you need any money, I shall give it. If you have any problems or need any help, I shall help you.
Not only was a Syrian ashamed, but was also rendered speechless by such an excellent behavior.
After I had a good fortune of being the guest of Imam Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam, I found his personality more likable than any person in the world.
Now let's fast forward into the future to the lives of Fatima and Aliza, who are cousins. Fatima, a sincere believer, will be played by Zahra and Mirza. Aliza, the jealous cousin, will be played by Arij and Madiha. Lastly, Nilafer, the mutual and naive friend of Fatima and Aliza, will be played by Sani. Fatima was very talented. She excelled in her studies, had a great akhlaq, respected her parents and elders, prayed to Allah, practiced tahajjud, wore hijab, and did all the good that she could.
Assalamu alaikum, Mama. Is there anything you need help with?
Yes, my dear. My head has been hurting since the morning. Do you mind giving me a massage? If you have any other work to do, don't worry about it.
Of course I can massage your head, Mama. I already prayed it in my head. May God bless you. May you live in prosperous and healthy life.
Aliza, on the other hand, skipped her prayers, only wore hijab when her parents were around, and took it off when they were not there, had a very bad akhlaq, and was very disrespectful to her parents. She could not stand the fact that her parents always praised Fatima. She was jealous, not only jealous, she was envious.
You know how my father was talking about my cousin Fatima yesterday, right?
Yeah, so, is she not Layla's daughter?
Yeah, but what my father doesn't know is that Fatima is actually a really bad person.
Really? I saw her the other day at the grocery store. What does she do? Not Layla is so nice. I did not know about her daughter.
Oh, you do not know her. She never prays. Whenever I go to her room, she has loud music on.
Really?
Yeah. And the other day that I met her, she told me her deep, dark secret. You know what she said?
What?
She said she has a boyfriend.
Oh my God!
Ha! She actually believed me. Now I'm gonna go and tell everyone these lies about Fatima.
After a few months, Nilufer moved to an Islamic school. Nilufer thought she would not make any friends and that she'll be all alone in the new school. She felt extremely depressed about it.
Would I be able to make any friends in the school?
In the morning, when Nilufer went to school, she saw Fatima and started saying,
"What? Is that Fatima? I can't believe they met such people in this school. Fatima, how dare you come to an Islamic school? It is people like you who mislead all the good people. You are Shaitan's follower."
While Nilufer was saying all these, some of Fatima's friends tried to grab her. But Fatima stopped them and listened very carefully. After Nilufer was done, Fatima said,
"You look like that you are new to the school. Let me know if you need help in any single way. I can give you my notes if you need them. And these are my friends. I know it's really difficult to move from one school to another. And making new friends is even harder. You can join our group doing races if you want, Nilufer."
Nilufer was shocked. This is not what she thought Fatima was like. Fatima is so gentle and kind. She started crying and begging Fatima,
"Will you ever forgive me?"
"It's okay, my friend.